Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Good evening. So, was it as exciting as Barcelona versus Chivas? I mean, we made it a little exciting.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting.
Yeah, it was good. I almost got
it. You guys could have used the guy with the blue shoes last night, that Messi kid.
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah, you know.
He's something special. Yeah. I thought that was Tina DiMartino today. I told her, go out there and be Messi today. She did a fairly good impersonation.
That's true.
Yeah.
What do you guys take from this game and this season now?
Well, I think the last five games were indicative of what we're capable of, which is being in every match. I mean, we made so many chances to score goals that, you know, I think scoring goals is just is a habit, you know. And once you don't score goals, it becomes harder because you're trying harder, you're thinking about it more. It becomes less instinctual, and it becomes just hard work. And so, you know, we get that one goal from those forwards, and they seem to come in bunches then. So I just think, you know, now we get to now we know each other, we get to that functional time where we literally work on small little things in different parts of the field. And so when things start to break down, or maybe, you know, the game gets tough, you kind of have that default. So I think we learned a lot this season, and I think we know what the league is all about now. We have that under our belt, and you know, now the hard part comes for the front office and the coaching staff, because now they're going to have to see if, you know, what changes, what they don't change, and, you know, as for the players, all you have to do is come out here and do your best. Then you hope for the best too, you know, at the end of the day.
I was going to say, unfortunately, the team didn't qualify for the playoffs, but how did you rate your season personally?
Personally? you know, I always want to do better. You know, I hold myself a high standard for myself, and I think, you know, I played the first couple games 10, 15 minutes, and that was good, and I was happy with that. But, you know, at the end of the day, for me, you know, playing that 75, even 90 minutes is really what I'm looking for. And I think by, you know, five games ago, you know, I started getting those minutes, and, you know, for me, maybe I wasn't quite ready to play that long. And so, but I loved every second of it. I'm very grateful to our team for, you know, the training and the games. And, you know, winning and losing is important at the professional level, but ultimately for me, and I hope for these players, they keep it in perspective that, you know, this is a microcosm of life. I mean, I'm teaching my three-year-old, sometimes you win and sometimes you don't. But what kind of person are you? What's your character? You know, what's your effort? You're in charge of all those things. So, you know, at the end of the day, I had some great interaction with these fans here on a regular basis, and I think they go away happy. They want to see us win, and they come here to cheer us on, but, you know, I think they're coming back because they enjoy the atmosphere, they enjoy the spirit, and we can build a championship on that.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to see you back here next year?
You have to ask that guy that's standing right behind you.
Uh-huh. But if it's up to you?
I'm already thinking about what I'm doing on Monday, you know, to start getting myself ready. So that's my mindset.
Cool.
Even though my three-year-old wishes that I'd stay with him all day and all night and not come to practice or to the game, but he'll soon appreciate it.
He'll get over that stage.
He will.
Yeah.
He will.
Brandy, how do you rate the health of the league so far? I mean, you're a veteran, and what do you think you guys have to do to sort of get more fans, get more exposure?
They don't pay me to answer this question, you know? I'm not the general manager, but, you know, I think it's up to the players to play a nice style of soccer. I think it's to make the games exciting, because what happens for the people that come to the games, these, you know, 3,000 or 3,500 or whatever the number is, I don't know, they tell people. They go away being excited about it. Like, you know, I went to Barcelona Chivas, and even the Quakes Columbus game for me is exciting. I mean, I love being in the soccer stadium, and when I go home, I tell people about it. Like, God, it's a great environment. You should come. Come with me next time. And that's what we need. When they walk away, that's the feeling that we need to leave them with. So then in the front office, it makes it easier when they make that phone call for a sponsor or for, you know, some kind of, you know, kind of relationship with the community. So I think we've done a great job of reaching out to young teams around this Bay Area, not just, you know, right here in Santa Clara and San Jose. And that's important, and we'll continue to do that. And I think ultimately it's important for us to get the message to the young players that for them, if they truly want to excel at this sport, and maybe they will never be a World Cup or an Olympian or maybe even a professional, but if they truly want to learn how to get better, they need to come to the stadium, because these are the women who will show them the way. And boys get to go to the stadium all the time. And I want young girls to come to the stadium, too.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. Thanks, you guys.